bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.
Quiet, it's numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM at KCOU.FM.
Off to a great start, are we, Chris? Wow, this is these boards are really lighting up. No kidding.
James, you're back.
What's up, James?
Hey, everything's fixed now.
That's right.
Shout out Mark Johnson.
Hey, everybody. It's Salute Your Sports. Back again.
Hey, I just got one thing for myself there. I played the sound bites backwards.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's
warranted? Oh, yeah, it's warranted.
Yeah.
My mind's in the hyperloop.
That's a certified bra moment. Anyways, welcome back to Salute Your Sports. James Stanley's here on the boards again. Zach Berman all the way over there.
Not holding it down anymore.
Holding it down. And we got some football to talk about finally because...
Because you can't lose when you don't play.
Oh, that's not true.
Unless you're Barry Odom.
You can definitely lose if you're on a bye. Well, there are other factors at play, I feel like. Anyways, beyond that, we got to talk about them Troy Trojans.
Men of Troy.
Which, historically...
Are you talking about the movie?
No, I'm actually talking the Troy announcer. When he calls games for Troy, he just goes, "Touchdown, men of Troy." And it's every call.
Yikes.
That's really funny.
Yeah, no, that's going to ring in the heads of LSU fans for the next decade.
Anyways, so, Troy Trojans. Historically, a very one-sided matchup in favor of Mizzou. Definitely no controversies, definitely no upsets.
Wait a minute.
Definitely nothing has gone wrong for Mizzou playing against Troy whatsoever.
If you want to hear about funny upsets and...
Didn't Mizzou lose to Troy?
What?
Yes,
what?
Exactly.
I'm sorry? One more time? What was that?
2004, Mizzou lost to Troy.
2004. At Troy, which...
At Troy? Oh, that's such a Mizzou thing to do.
Which rookie...
To go to Troy.
Hey, do you want to know what the most Mizzou thing to do is?
What?
Go to the Sugar Bowl in 1942 and lose to Fordham.
Fordham?
Fordham. By what score? If you guys can tell me the score, I will... My mind will be blown.
Man, I forgot what I had for breakfast this morning.
It's going to be something...
I'm going to tell you.
It's going to be like 7-6 or something like that.
2-0.
Bing, 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 bing.
No!
He got it. 2-0.
Yeah.
And Fordham won. On Fordham? A safety. Fordham.
Fordham.
Yes, Fordham.
In the Bronx.
Yes, you know what happened?
No.
It rained. There was a monsoon the day before the bowl game, the Sugar Bowl.
I was conducted for safety type conditions.
And, safety. Safety separates that game. The lowest scoring, I think, well, if you want to call it BCS Bowl.
I don't think anyone.
I guess it's technically a New Year's Day Bowl. That's what they're called now.
Ooh, okay. Shout out to New Year's Six and safeties. Anyways.
Shout out to Fordham.
Shout out to Troy.
All that jazz. Let's see. Let's talk about Troy real quick. Troy's interesting this year. They're under new management. Of course, Neil Brown no longer at Troy.
We've already seen Neil Brown.
That's true. Neil Brown also sort of orchestrated the big upset against LSU during LSU's homecoming, which, again, another instance of an SEC team sort of getting one-upped upon, if that makes any sense.
I don't like these Sun Belt teams.
Really?
I don't like the history that the SEC has playing the Sun Belt.
So far?
Because it seems like once a year, the Sun Belt will upset a Power 5 school, and maybe once every 2 years, that will be an SEC
school. Well, we already got one, because Georgia State Sun Belt team beat Tennessee.
Yep.
Week one.
You know one thing that makes me happy about looking at the schedule?
What about it?
Is that Mizzou and KU have a common opponent this year.
Who?
Are you serious?
Oh, West Virginia.
Coastal Carolina. Well, I guess West Virginia, too.
Wait, Mizzou plays?
No, go Shana Maves.
No, but Mizzou plays Troy. Troy plays Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina upset Kansas.
Oh, so are we going by the transitive property here?
I mean, if we're going by the transitive property, Mizzou beat West Virginia, and then West Virginia beat Kansas. So by that,
this last weekend, I talked to a longtime KU fan who works at Emporia State University.
Ah, okay.
Won't bore you the details why.
Shout out to Emporia State.
But he's upset with Les Miles.
Oh.
I was talking to him, and I said, you know what? If he can't fix the program, who can? He said, nobody, and that's exactly what terrifies me.
You know, I mean, if they don't like Les Miles, we'll take him off their hands.
You want to say that about Barry Odom at this point?
I'm not saying fire Barry Odom. I'm saying
you know, go out there Les with all Miles the freshmen at Speaker Circle.
Those
Les Miles I will gladly take as a coordinator.
I wish Mizzou would have hired Les Miles four years ago.
Man, we've had this discussion already. Well, not with
it's
you,
beating
but,
a dead horse.
Yeah, but
I wish Mizzou had hired Ed O.
We wouldn't be able to understand what he's saying.
Who cares? That's the fun of it.
He belongs in LSU. Ed Orgeron, LSU, meant for each other. They should not be separated by any means.
He's doing a bang-up job there, by the way.
Isn't he, though?
Because they have a quarterback.
Dude, that's
and
what's crazy,
so does
though.
The University of Missouri.
That's what's crazy, though, about Joe Burrow, because last year he was barely completing like 50% of his passes. Now he's like a top two or three Heisman contender.
He's catapulted dynamic. Himself into the first-round pick discussion.
That's interesting.
I think he has.
First rounds, maybe? I'm not sure about number one yet.
But if Daniel Jones can be drafted in the first round, so can Joe Burrow.
Well, I guess when you put it that way.
You kind of lost me now at this point.
You don't pay attention to a whole lot else of college football?
I'll tell you about NCAA Division II all day long you want.
I'll have to take you up on that at some point if Mizzou ever plays a D2 football team again.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Lincoln play Missouri in basketball.
Ooh.
Who would win?
That'd be pretty fire.
Oh, I think at this point Missouri would win. But I think you go back to those Kim Anderson days. Ooh. I think there's a chance Lincoln could upset this fantastic team coached by Kim Anderson.
Oh.
Well, speaking of Mizzou basketball, it's worthy to bring up that Caleb Love did not sign here.
That is true.
And
hey, but we still got the Hyperloop in the running.
We did still get the Hyperloop in the running.
We're going to be talking a lot about the Hyperloop today. But anyways, shout out to Caleb Love I feel like the real winner, though, of the Caleb at least.
Is Matthew Terry.
Matthew Terry and Zach Berman. Because we are just completely unable to.
Where's he going? North Kakalaki?
Yeah, to Tar Heels. Because we are, for some reason, just physically unable to find someone for the show that is not a Tar Heels fan.
I was having a Twitter conversation with Gabe Darmond, if that's how you pronounce his name. Darmond.
It's actually Gabe D'Armadillo.
Sure.
Oh, you guys are too young to know about that.
No, I'm.
That's a little bit
about the Superstars. When the Superstars,
I saw them at UNC for the first time.
When the Superstars came to Columbia 2015 or 2016, they made all these names for like the Mizzou like media reporters. And Gabe D'Armond was Gabe D'Armadillo.
That's cute.
And I forgot what Dave Matter was. I can't remember what he was, but it was really funny.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Bergmeister.
I was talking to D'Armond about Caleb Love, and he's like, and we both came to the consensus. It was like, okay, if you seriously thought Caleb Love was going to choose Mizzou, as much as he may have liked them, over a five-star, over a blue blood, like, put yourself in his shoes. You're a five-star recruit. Would you rather play for Mizzou, maybe make the tournament once or twice,
or
and get knocked
ACT,
out in humiliating fashion, or get classes taken for you?
Allegedly.
You might not even have classes, and you can get to compete for a national championship every year.
Hey, man. Talent contention.
And the superstars come to Chapel Hill more than once a season.
See, I feel like that was the tipping point for Caleb Love, the superstars.
I saw them. My one and only trip to Chapel Hill when I went to see UNC Notre Dame, I was sitting front and center and I got to see the superstars. And it was an experience.
It's like how I felt when I saw Red Panda for the first time.
I missed the Red Panda
Red
game
Panda
last year.
Red Panda had a 30 for 30, Don Otter.
Really?
It might have been a 30 for 30 short. Check me on that.
I think there's some sort of
company. It was an ESPN
company.
Special showing, though, because she had her unicycle stolen.
What?
It is a comeback. Like, it is a great story ESPN told.
Right.
She had it stolen. The thing is, how much do you think those things cost?
Couple thousand.
Upwards of $10,000.
Oh my god.
And what happened is that she had it, you know, on checked luggage. Somebody went to the. I think she's going back. She's based out of LA or somewhere on the West Coast.
Right.
And it might have been San Francisco. Somebody went and stole her, you know, unicycle. She had this old unicycle. This is like a story.
The only city that you would get a unicycle stolen from you is in San Francisco.
Probably. Maybe Sacramento. They're wild
but
up there.
But she had this old unicycle, like her backup, air quotes, that was so had a rusted chain, like it was not balanced properly. And for the longest time, she used this backup unicycle. Might have been the one she used at when she was here at University of Missouri.
She fell.
Then that's probably the one she used.
During and the Bama game?
Yeah. She fell last year.
So ESPN, I guess, brought some awareness to this, and they got a fundraiser going, and everybody pitched in money to get her a new unicycle.
Warms the heart.
Is there some sort of business that coordinates the 10 or 11 halftime shows for every collegiate basketball program?
It's
got to be something.
There was up in the Northwoods League this summer. By the way, if you want to see something really funny, go look at all like the off-brand superstars.
Oh, wow.
There's an off-brand
superstars? There are off-brand superstars.
That sounds like a very Northwoods.
And it's for, you know, in between any entertainment. So I have a feeling if the Northwoods League spends a lot of time and energy on, you know, finding in between any entertainment, which, by the way, in a baseball game, why do you have to be entertained every single second of the day?
You don't.
Sit, have a conversation between innings.
You know,
look, if you go to a beverage. Yankees game, you get a hot dog, you get a cold beverage.
You get stabbed.
No, that's...
That's on the train.
No, that is not on the train.
In the train, you get herded in there like cattle, and then you're stuck as you try to head down to Upper Manhattan.
That is so true.
That was a horrible experience. My dad and I experienced that about 15 years ago.
Did you take the 4 or did they take the D?
I don't remember.
Take the train that is up in the sky, or did you take a train that's below?
It was up in the sky.
You took the 4. Nobody sane takes the 4 out of Yankee Stadium.
Well, I mean, we're a couple hayseeds from Kansas.
Yeah.
Bunch of tourists here. Big city.
You know, people in Chicago, they called Kansas City on one of the tour buses we were on. They called us, said, oh, you're from a small town. I'm gonna John Mellencamp small town you.
Do you know what it's like to go out of state and tell someone I'm from New Jersey?
New Jersey?
Do you know what
Jersey?
No, first but time if you have a I ever got a reconnected.
First time I ever got like a crazy reaction. I was skiing up in Whistler.
Where's that?
An hour north of Vancouver in Canada. And I was sitting on a lift next to a ski patrol guy, and we struck up a conversation. He goes, "Oh, I'm from New Jersey." He goes, "Oh, what exit? Do you know Snooki?" I was like, dude,
put the brakes. Everybody
has stereotypes, no matter where you're from.
Of course everybody has stereotypes. That's why I tweeted after I went to my only Canucks game ever, are you guys going to riot after they lost?
Did they?
They did not lose. They did not riot, but they did lose.
Interesting. Keep it restrained. Let's talk about the Troy defense because...
this is interesting. Man, we not only did we go down the rabbit hole, we went to the other dimension.
That's right.
We took the Hyperloop to the other dimension.
Oh, yeah.
James, you have the scores pulled up. What do you notice about those losses?
Let's see. One here to Arkansas State last week, 50-43.
Oh, my God.
That's a shootout.
To Arkansas State?
Troy beat Akron 35-7 the week before that.
The Zips.
Let's see. Other than that, what, they got one loss on the season?
But notice a pattern here.
They were in the Dollar General Bowl last year.
Interesting.
That's a bowl?
Yeah.
Better off than KU going to the toilet bowl.
Southern
what about the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Juice Boca Raton Bowl?
That's the bowl of the year every year. I don't care who you are. Dude, that bowl this year is going to be like USF and like Houston. Is that even allowed?
Hey, do you remember that Ornaw we played last year?
Yeah.
Bowl game Ornaw? Some of those ridiculous names from back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring it back.
The refrigerator bowl?
Yeah.
The
Gasparilla Mowers Bad Boy
Bad
Bowl?
Bad Boy Mower Gasparilla Bowl. Also
what are some of those other
bowl?
Bad ones?
The Battle Frog Fiesta Bowl.
Well, yeah, but these are new. Oh, we're talking about really old ones. Refrigerator Bowl was one. There was a glass bowl.
creative. You can't tell me one of the five worst of all time is not the Cheez-It Bowl.
Are you just talking about like the name itself or the actual game that was played?
Both. Welcome when you to the 25th annual Scrubbing Bubbles Toilet Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's get like UMass and Akron again. Make them play it.
Welcome
sponsored by Mr. Clean.
The Bowl of Oatmeal presented by Quakers.
Oatmeal Bowl.
This game is featuring the Rutgers Scarlet Knights and... The Oregon State Beavers.
What about the AMC Bowling Bowl? Or AMF. AMC.
AMC.
AMC Popcorn Bowl? There you go.
Orville Redenbacher's.
Anyways, the common thread.
Okay, the common thread.
The common thread here is the fact that in both Troy losses, they scored at least 40 points, which.
Ruh-roh.
Not great for Troy's defense. So I feel like this could be something that Mizzou could really prey upon, especially since they're coming here. And I believe, if I'm reading this map correctly. Oh, no, that Southern Miss game was at Troy. Interesting. Both losses
they
were
play at home. Both losses are at home.
Does Troy play in Troy, Alabama?
You want to look at patterns? So, yes. They're 1-3 at home. Yeah, they're 1-2 at home and 1-1 on the road.
Is Mizzou their first D1 matchup or like?
Yes, it's their first FBS? And only.
Okay.
Let's double check that. Roll through here. No, I don't want to see last year. I don't care what they did about Appalachian State. Yeah, no, they're their only FCS opponent.
Damn. Only one of the season?
Yeah, only one of the season.
Really?
That is a little bit. Well, are you allowed to have more than one?
Yeah.
You can. I'm pretty sure.
Breaking that money.
I guess. Anyways, so Troy on offense, they got a couple pieces on there. They got Caleb Barker, who's sort of, you know, coming back into his own after a season-ending like knee injury. Last year, I believe in game 6 of Troy's season. On top of that, you got some JUCO transfers like Reggie Todd, Khalil McClain, and Kalen Geiger. Those guys can make things pretty interesting. They got a really solid run-pass option thing going on over there on offense that could give Mizzou some fits if they're not on top of their game.
What's the point spread for today?
Don't bet on it. Mizzou never covers.
I'm not betting on them. I just want to know what.
Great teams cover, though, so Troy might cover. I'm going to look up the...
Hey, speaking of covering, how about that South Carolina game? All of us, except I believe Chris, said that Mizzou was going to lose that one.
Yeah. What'd I tell you? I mean...
A couple of great defensive plays.
Yeah. I felt like, I don't know, Mizzou's defense would sort of assert themselves over a reeling South Carolina offense.
Speaking of football on television, which I know that's kind of a weird way to bring this up, how has Patrick Mahomes broken the fourth wall in the last 2 weeks?
What do you mean by that?
What?
He stared directly at the camera.
He was looking at the ref.
It was your Twitter bio picture for a while
oh,
ago.
Oh, yeah. No, that was just a funny camera shot.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Which, if you're unfamiliar, he's laying horizontal on the ground. He's kind of like, well.
Mizzou is a 24.5 point favorite against Troy.
Oh, yeah. I don't want...
God, Patrick Mahomes is just such a god.
No Danny Dimes, though.
You're correct. But in terms of great Twitter profile pictures, I'm about to change mine to this picture of Max Scherzer taken from the first inning of the wild card game. Good material.
I guess we could talk about that since that's tangentially Mizzou related. October baseball and all that.
Last night, nothing to talk about. Nothing, just a slow, painful death for the Oakland A's. Nine. In front of the biggest crowd they've ever had in their history.
They've lost 9 straight elimination games.
3 of those have been to the Yankees.
Wow. Jeez.
Talk about being, so as soon as I heard that stat, 9 straight, I thought, wow, somebody's more snake bit than University of Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, Mizzou football for that, well. Mizzou Athletics, for that matter.
Do you know who was as snake-bitten as Mizzou Athletics? It was the Washington Nationals. And yeah. They...
Oh, yeah, maybe that's because Max Scherzer's on their team.
I mean, even when Scherzer was on the team... well, there you go.
Don't...
Knock on wood. I want
yeah,
that
don't
kid,
go hating on Matt Scherzer.
I want my son to prosper. Or
future Hall of Famer.
That doesn't make sense. I want my large baseball father to prosper. How about that?
He's your son?
Yeah, I
how do you get the 2 different colored eyes?
How which contributed work? To that amazing picture.
Dang.
You know what's what I wanted to name my dog that. Have you seen Otis?
Yeah.
Boston Terrier, 2 different colored eyes. I wanted to name him Scherzer.
Aw, that would have been cute.
Kind of a good name for a schnauzer.
I wanted to name my dog Jeter. And then my dad wouldn't let me.
So we got a cat recently.
Yeah, so I named him Boomer.
Yeah, he's not the KCU mascot. Otis was here long before.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And
Otis is hypoallergenic.
That is... Ooh, true. Clovis is not hypoallergenic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'd get sick.
Understandable. Anyways, I feel like Yeah, talking about things. Like, I told my roommates if we got a cat, I wanted to name him Carmialo Anthony.
That's right.
No dice. They got the one up on the naming conventions. Anyways,
should
take
name
off.
Him Truman.
True. That'd be fun.
Truman anyway. Jr.
Anyways, kickoff is at 3 o'clock p.m. Forecast says there's going to be rain.
Yeah, by the way, happy first day of fall now.
Yeah,
it actually feels fall. Like fall.
When I left for...
There's a chill in the air.
For KMU this morning at 1 o'clock or 12:30 in the morning, it was 75 degrees. You know that
today?
Feeling? This morning. I am not kidding. I knew that the forecast was, you know, was calling for, you know, for a cold front to come in. I had a jacket on, but I was thinking, man, it's hot. And as soon as I get to the quadrangle at what?
Drops
4
like
o'clock?
A stone.
Oh my goodness. And on the whole way out there, the weather felt, you know how it just has that feeling when it's going to snow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it felt like it had that certain thickness in the air and all that stuff.
Yeah. Moisture, all that. Oh, it's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling. It's sweatpants weather.
Sweatpants. Yep. You already know.
Hey, speaking of Missouri weather, are you guys familiar with the legend of the persimmons predicting weather?
The what?
Persimmons?
Kinda.
Yeah,
persimmons,
I don't think.
Persimmons, like the fruit?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about.
What other kind of persimmons are there, Zach?
Well, he might be thinking of like the giant, like Asian persimmons that are like the size like a peach.
I guess.
Talking about like the persimmons that are native to like Virginia and Indiana.
I've never heard this.
Well, anyways, if you cut open the seed, it'll either show a knife, spoon, or a fork. Fork means that you'll have a mild winter, you'll have good eats. A knife means it's going to be really cold, but not so much snow. But a spoon is going to mean lots of snow.
Hmm.
And the last 3 years that they have predicted with the spoon, we've gotten a lot of snow.
What did they predict this year?
This year, it's a spoon.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac did say snow and a lot of it.
Farmers don't lie.
Didn't Benjamin Franklin invent the almanac?
I think he did.
Kinda.
He had one. Poor Richards.
Yeah, the Poor Richards Almanac. He probably got one that's like closer to what we use right now. But, yeah, why not?
So here's my question at hand.
What's your question? What happens if Mizzou loses?
That was not going to be my question.
Hey, at least it's a non-conference loss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Mizzou goes undefeated in conference play, wins the SEC title game.
Did we bring this up on the show that loss to Wyoming
is just going to be a mulligan?
Is similar to Missouri's loss to Indiana in 2014?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
We did talk about that.
I guess it'll hold like more true as the, you know, season progresses and Mizzou wins or loses more games. But I feel like the more like Mizzou games, like the more games that Mizzou wins, like the more apt the comparison will be. And I guess that also depends on how well the defense plays.
Well, also, let's be real here. Is it bad to say that I might be more scared of Troy than I am of Ole Miss?
Well, let's look at Barry Odom's track record when he has two or more weeks to prepare.
Uh-huh.
Not good.
Why? Why is that the case?
Well, and it's against, well, D1. He's never defeated a D1 opponent?
Yeah.
He's had two weeks to prepare, and that includes Wyoming.
That includes Wyoming.
So he's never won an opener? Oh, just an FCS.
No. Yeah, he's won an opener. I can't remember who else they've opened up against.
UT Martin.
Missouri State.
Yeah, that's in Delaware
State.
He lost
against West Virginia.
Yeah, he has two or more weeks to prepare against an SCS opponent.
And that includes both bowls.
Yes, exactly.
Shoot, I guess it does include both bowls.
I think he's 0-8 or 0-9 now because Wyoming added on to the total. I think he's 0-8.
Jeez, he's as if the Oakland Athletics were a head coach.
That's very disrespectful.
Oh, man, Billy Beane.
Fox Sports last night tweeted just a compilation of Billy Beane in Moneyball just, like, throwing things in his office with, like, the caption of, like, Yandy Diaz's first home run, Yandy Diaz's second home run.
That was gold. Oh, man, is that, like Ned Yost?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Rest in peace, Skipper. He's not dead, but.
Who would you rather see the Royals hire?
Wow.
Joe Maddon or Mike Matheny?
There's a very easy answer to this question.
Joe Maddon. But if I had to choose, I talked to my dad about this, actually. I'd like to see the Royals try to pick someone up, not from, like, the majors right now who are, like, looking for a job, but someone who is a manager for like a minor league team or a college team that's getting more into like the numbers game and the sabermetrics, the more advanced stats.
Trying to think
stuff.
The last time that worked out for the Royals, and I think the only answer I have is Buddy Bell.
That didn't work out.
Well, we did have a lot of.
You remember Buddy Bell?
Yeah, I remember Buddy Bell.
Or Trey Hillman?
Oh.
Man.
Seems like we've had a lot of managerial firings.
Hey, man.
More than usual.
Well, I feel like it's that.
Well, Yostin. Well, by the way, why would the Cubs ever let go of Joe Maddon?
This is
because
like the
angry Chicago people.
That is the most spoiled brat fan base opinion you can have.
This is also like the second or third time in consecutive seasons where the Cubs have had like the NL Central like in their hand like the whole season and have just not been able to capitalize
on
it.
It's like with Ned Yost. After Ned Yost won the World Series, he was never going to get fired. Never.
Yeah. He's going to go out by retiring.
And the Cubs should be thankful.
No, Dave Dombrowski might be worse than that.
But I mean, from like the from the perspective of a Cubs fan, if you win the World Series and the makeup of your team really does not change much, arguably gets maybe somewhat better over like the course of the next few seasons, and you don't capitalize on that with another World Series trip or something, something's wrong. And maybe it has to do managerially, I don't know. But it's something that I guess we'll see what happens this season, I suppose. Next season with whoever they hire. But anyways, you know who is looking, who might be a hot contender for the Mets job?
Brad Ausmus.
Mike Matheny.
Brad Ausmus.
I think Mike Matheny is more likely to go with Kansas City.
Brad Ausmus or Dusty Baker?
Shout out to Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker.
We
now?
Need a meme manager for the Mets. It's the only way that happens.
Anyways.
Duffy Dyer? Do you know who Duffy Dyer is?
No.
Oh. Anyways, Bob Nightingale was like, oh, you know, Mike Matheny's good friends with, like, the Wilpon family, so I guess we'll see.
Mets fans would eat him alive.
I know, but still.
And it
friend
would be
of, friend of the organization, Mike Matheny.
Apparently the Jets are looking to trade for A.J. Hinch.
Interesting. Is that a hockey thing?
No, you can do that in baseball. You can trade for a manager.
You said the Jets.
The Mets. Same
oh my
fan
goodness.
Same fan
Mets,
base.
Jets, Nets. We'll be right back with some more Salute Sports.
Stop it.
Here on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
KCOU is proud to partner with the good folks at Dismal Inch Arts to present the 5th Annual Columbia Experimental Music Festival, October 3rd through 6th, featuring KCOU favorites Micaiah McCraven, Juliana Barwick, Mdu Mokhtar, as well as a wide supporting cast of creatives. Founded in 2015, the fest has sought to highlight artists international, domestic, and local for a weekend of ticketed and free immersive multimedia showcases, workshops, and dance parties designed to inspire critical thought and appreciation of esoteric art forms in the community. Showcases will occur throughout historic downtown Columbia venues and locales, including a very special KCOU presentation of West African psych rock sensation Mdu Mokhtar and special guest Yasmin Williams at Cafe Berlin on October 5th. Purchase passes, view the full schedule of events, donate, or simply learn more about the fest and Dismal Niche, please visit DismalNiche.com or find Dismal Niche on all major social media platforms. Columbia Experimental Music Festival, October 3rd through 6th. Broaden your perceptions, challenge your sensibilities, and prepare to get dizzy.
We gotta fight them back. We gotta take it to them. We gotta get right in their faces. And what do you say? Are you with me or not?
Finished? Great speech and all, Doc. You had him riveted. But didn't you forget something?
What?
KT Secret Stuff.
Lola Bunny, what did you do, baby?
Nice deltoid.
Yeah.
Right along. Stop hogging it, Mike. We're your teammates.
Come on, Mike. Sheesh. Give a guy 6 rings and he thinks he can have all the secret stuff. Well, anyways, Take it from the second greatest basketball player of all time and the Looney Tunes. And tune into KCOU 88.1 FM every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. for KT Secret Stuff. Your only after-hour sports and music talk show where we create brand new playlists by the week and have the hottest of hot sports takes. So, take it from the Looney Tunes and number two on the all-time NBA players list. And tune in to KCOU 88.1 FM every Tuesday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. for KT's Secret Stuff.
Stop it right now.
Turn it off.
You
Stop
have
the ride. I want to go home.
You have lost your privileges, Zach Berman. Welcome back to Slew Your Sports on KCU 88.1 FM. I am the captain now.
Disrespectful to me as a soon-to-be Kansas City Coyotes fan.
What?
Coyotes are not moving to KC.
Yes, Stop. They are. Watch it. Bet. Watch this.
Oh, I still support the Blues.
Definitely happen.
Well, my boys don't open till tomorrow night, which unfortunately coincides with Yankees Twins game one. So
the Blues lost last night though, didn't they?
They did.
Last time I checked, they were winning 3-0?
No, it was 2-0. Then the Capitals came back, and then Jakub Vrána sniped one top shelf where mom hides the cookies. And the Capitals
oh
won.
Oh my goodness, hockey terminology. Dents the glass.
Oh,
at the buzzer from downtown. Anyways, we're talking about Troy at a Mizzou.
The show is so irreverent today. My goodness.
That's right. Mizzou football is
the
back.
Hyperloop?
The Hyperloop. My theory why the Hyperloop is being built is so Konzo Martin can get turned down more in person by St. Louis recruits.
Anyways.
That is, I'm telling you, the Hyperloop is a recruiting tactic.
We're missing the best part.
The Hyperloop is a recruiting tactic. That you've been living under.
Oh, here we go. This is what I was looking for.
Just. I'm going to file a restraining order on you.
Have you heard this yet, Chris?
Is that Adam Sandler?
No, it's Brett Hull. The fact you would think this is Adam Sandler is hilarious.
It sounds like Adam Sandler.
It is Brett Hull celebrating with adult beverages.
Wow, this is very on brand.
The only Blues fan that is allowed to celebrate with adult beverages is the guinea pig.
Guinea pig mean Boris?
Boris. Did he get a ring?
I don't know.
Because I know Layla got a ring.
The ring's really good looking.
Also, if you haven't seen that video, make sure to bring some tissues before you watch it. Because I was crying like a baby.
This is why we love sports.
That song is very 80s hockey, so I'm glad that it's being
Wasn't created. It an accident that song played?
Do you know how that...
I don't even know the story, and I'm dating a Blues fan.
I sure don't.
The story is... So the Blues had a Saturday night game in Philadelphia early January, and they won the game. And then after the game, the team went to a bar in South Philly and watched the Cody Parkey game, because that was the same night. And Cody Parkey missed the field goal, and the DJ for the whole rest of the night decided, all right, we're only playing Philadelphia music in honor of the Eagles advancing. And this one very inebriated guy was just yelling, play Gloria, play it again. And the Blues got such a kick out of it that they came back to St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
And it stuck.
I did not know that side of the story.
That's how it happened. And frankly, for a team that was as cursed as the Blues, it only makes sense that something as weird as that would be the thing that breaks the curse.
Who wants an ad read?
Sure, I'll take it. I can't believe I'm so
being waved off here.
Give me 5 seconds here.
Okay.
And then you can start.
Oh, my gosh. I was so optimistic for that, too.
I will cue you in. Here you go.
Okay. Anyways, Mizzou Tiger football plays against the Trojans of Troy this Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tiger pregame live presented by El Rancho begins at 2. Of course, kickoff is at 3 right here on KCLU 88.1 FM, KCLU.FM, and streaming on the TuneIn app. KCLU, the proletariat's voice of the Missouri Tigers.
Oh, my God. James, we missed you. Oh, my God.
That is a throwback to Comrade Locke.
That's right. Do you remember this? This was back when Pat Fitzgerald, the Northwestern coach, was talking about how run pass option was like a communist conspiracy.
Of course he was.
Yeah, so I was like, I did the numbers on how Mizzou was beating its opponents, and there was some run pass option stuff in there. So I was like, okay, I got a bit here. I can run with this. And it worked out pretty well.
Oh, yeah. That's the ad read bit till the end of time.
Wait, we need to put that in the program logs.
True. That was a fun month.
So this Hyperloop, because this is not going to be relevant. We're going to forget about it next week.
All right. That's true.
Let's talk about it right. Zach, you've been obsessed with the Hyperloop today.
Yeah, of course I've been obsessed. Like, my family runs on Elon Musk. We have two Teslas in our household.
Sheesh. Elon Musk is not part of this.
Yes, he is.
He has his own development of a Hyperloop.
This is Richard Branson, dog. This is Virgin.
Yeah, this is a different company.
Okay.
His is more like underground car subway system. This is more like
an teleportation device.
Yeah. Elon Musk's will catch on fire.
Yeah. No, this one is, I was talking to Joey about it, Joey Miller.
Yeah, I was there with Joey Miller, and he was like, is Branson here? I want his autograph.
Did you guys got over there to see it then?
Yeah, I have a picture with me in that stupid picture frame.
That is a historic moment. Talking with one of their officials last night for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That he compared that pod over there to the original Wright Brothers Flyer.
The Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, he did.
Kitty Hawk Flyer, 1903.
Interesting.
Do you know how cool it's going to be 20 years from now when we're sitting in a Hyperloop with our kids and we're like, hey, son, hey,
you're
daughter.
You're having kids in 20 years?
I'll be 40 in 20 years.
Oh, God.
That's a cursed thought to think about.
Hey, son, daughter.
Hey, at least you didn't say your kids are going to be here, because then I'd be really concerned.
No. You know, when I was your age, I got to step into a Hyperloop for the first time, and it was the coolest thing ever. And now you take it to school in the morning.
Oh, my. Where? St. Louis? There's going to be across the state.
Hyperloops are going to be as common as Ubers 20 years from now. You're going to be able to whip out your phone, press a couple buttons, and then all of a sudden you can step into a portal and teleport anywhere in the world.
Do you know how many people in 1 hour that a Hyperloop built from St. Louis to Kansas City can transport? I'm not saying one pod. I'm saying the multiple pods with coordination.
How many?
Any guesses here?
It's like 28 people per pod.
It's 20 people per pod, but how many people per hour?
How long does it take to go per hour? It's a 30-minute ride.
How many seconds are in a day?
I don't
many.
I'm sorry, I was making an office joke.
There are many.
16,000 people per hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of people going from a pretty bad city to a pretty underrated city.
Well, and here's the thing. If it's wherever it's built, and it has, because, for instance, the plan, if they build it here in Missouri, is to put a stop in Columbia.
Right, because that's like the natural hub.
It would turn Columbia into a suburb of both St. Louis and Kansas City. Think about that.
That's a curse to think about.
Talking with this guy last night, he started telling me stuff, and I'm like, I'm having trouble wrapping my
mind. Do you know how many people would move to Columbia if this happened?
Potentially that, or think about how, you talk about some of these economic courses.
Right.
Man, shout out Professor Georgie.
Yeah.
And, learning about, like the cost of living somewhere.
Right.
That could rewrite the script on the cost of living.
Yeah, shoot. Man.
You could price all of us right out of Como.
That's right.
And by the way,
unintended consequences, folks.
Well, we're moving to Sedalia now, boys.
And some more facts here about Hyperloop. Hyperloop is using a company in Kansas City. You might be familiar with the Black and Veatch.
Yeah.
They're using a company in Kansas City to help do some of their preliminary estimates on how much it will cost.
Right.
They're using Missouri companies right now.
That's would it be built underground or
no,
overground?
No, it'd be above ground.
Where would the stop be in Columbia?
I think we're a little
off I-70.
Yeah, it would be along the I-70 corridor.
You don't think it would put it downtown?
I mean,
which would probably be a lot more efficient for people commuting.
I mean, maybe it. But the question is where? Like, do you want to put it, like, off-Broadway? Do you want to put it, like...
put it above Broadway.
Off of,
put
like...
run it through the columns.
Just run it
no,
over.
No, you can only access it through Fieldhouse.
Oh. Yo, just make Fieldhouse a depot. That'd be so...
And then you come out the other side and it's El Rancho.
That's right.
Welcome to Columbia. Oh, my God. You want fajitas?
El Rancho profits skyrocketing. Thanks, Hyperloop.
So, you know, the only thing I'm missing from the Hyperloop is that I'm going to be sad that I'm going to miss all those Jungle Law billboards.
Shout out to Jungle Law.
No, it's okay, because it'll just be plastered on the inside of the Hyperloop.
Oh, true.
The inside of the Hyperloop is just going to be adult stores and Jungle Law.
No, by the way, it's if you think it's going to look like a train car, you're sadly mistaken.
No, it's not.
And it's not, does not look like, I thought it was going to look like a subway car, personally.
No, it looks like...
No, it looks like airplane seats, but even more... It looks like first-class airplane seats.
Interesting.
So what can they advertise inside of it?
Anyway? Ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Of course.
The time stream, that's all just Jungle Law advertisements.
I was so confused the first time I landed in Kansas City 2 years ago, and I saw those ads, and I was just like...
Jungle Law.
What?
It's driving me mad.
That's a
it's
law firm here?
Oh, it's not as bad as the one call, that's all. Can you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gruber?
Yeah.
From Wisconsin and Chicago?
Right. Anyways, it's 4:41, guys. You know what that means. It's time for Or Not. Wow, you want to talk about time that's totally gotten away from us. But first, some predictions. I got Mizzou winning. Shouldn't be too hard of a win for him. I get it.
Yeah,
it's a bye week thing, but...
I'm going to take him like 51-14.
Advantage Tigers.
49-24. Tigers.
Yeah, Troy's defense is too sus for me to expect them to, like, put up any
Mizzou's
sort of...
Mizzou's defense might be a top 20 group in the country.
I mean, so. If they keep getting turnovers like they are, that's fine. Anyways, so...
Let's take a trip on our little Hyperloop to Orna.
That's right. For this week's...
Okay, let's keep the music.
All right, for this week's edition of Orna, we got coaches.
Uh-oh.
USC Trojans or Troy Trojans?
Oh, no. No.
I got a list of coaches right here, and you have to tell me if they coach for the USC Trojans or the Troy Trojans.
Oh, boy.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You got to cue up the fight songs for either answer.
I've had it with this.
8 innings.
There we go.
Where's
I hear first. Enough about get Russia in the news.
Get the USC fight song up.
I'm going to leave. We are a one-track program here. We still use cassette tapes. I'm sorry, Zach Berman. I can't
sorry.
Do that.
Wait, are we talking USC or the other USC?
We're talking about USC.
I know. I'm just...
Oh, that'd be another good one.
Are they...
I mean, if Mizzou ever finds himself playing USC for some reason... Maybe in, like, a bowl game, but...
That's just going to be a consistent stream.
Bro, if
South
USC
Carolina
has to play Mizzou in a bowl game, they might have to fire Clay Helton or whoever's the coach on the spot.
Or Barry Odom's going to get promoted for
no
life.
Cap. Oh, my God. Anyways, who wants to start?
Bergmeister, you won. I'll you have the decision.
I'm now 2-1 in Ornaz. Let's make it 3-1.
So you want to go first?
Of course.
Okay. Up first, Jess Hill.
I don't even know who that is.
It's okay.
The buzzer says you're
can
wrong.
Can you give me a year?
No.
You're horribly wrong.
I think I remember this. One's,
are
this
these
one's
head coaches or coordinators?
Head coaches.
Let's go Trojan.
Troy. Oh, you got it right.
That is incorrect. That is the USC Trojans. James Stanley. Neil Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. You gave him a softball.
I don't know who that is. Let's go with USC Trojans.
Troy Trojans. James, I literally just talked about Neil Brown.
Neil Brown coaches West Virginia.
Oh,
we saw him
that's
here.
That's right.
This month.
He's
last
the LSU
month.
Upset guy.
And Nebraska upset.
Nothing. Okay. Let's try this again. Zach Berman, Robert Maddox. Troy or USC?
USC.
Man, if we were basketball players, we could not throw a grape in the ocean right now.
If we were baseball players, we'd be sent down to the minors.
In single A right now. Dean Cromwell.
Yes.
Dean Cromwell.
Yes.
USC or Troy?
Oh.
Come on, man.
It's called Or Nah. All right, let's go with USC.
That's correct. He did coach for USC for a little bit. I want to say somewhere between like the 40s and 50s. I'm not Zach Bruman. Pete Carroll.
USC.
There you go. There's your softball.
Yeah, I could have gotten that one.
Thank you.
Up next, Fred McCollum.
USC.
Nope. I'll tie it up 1-1 here. Larry Smith. Zach Berman.
Troy.
Oh, no.
USC.
Why are you doing this to me, man?
Tom Jones. James Stanley.
Troy.
That's correct. 2-1. Evander Stanley. Billy Atkins, Mr. Berman. Troy or USC?
USC. Oh, my God.
Nope. Uh-oh. You're on the ropes.
You're going to hate me for that. Lane Kiffin.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
USC.
That's correct. 3-1, Evander Stanley. You got to get this one if you want to stay in the game. Actually, you got two more left. Otis Bynum.
Troy.
That is correct. Gus Henderson.
Troy.
Where are we at? 2-2?
No, 3-2.
3-2.
Up next, Charlie Bradshaw. Troy or USC?
USC.
This one's for all the marbles. It's a tough one. Steve Sarkisian.
Are you kidding me?
Who?
Steve Sarkisian.
Can you tell me who that is?
He's a coach.
I'd like to buy a
He's
vowel.
The offensive coordinator for Bama right now.
That does not help me at all. Let's go with Troy.
Oh, you just saved my life. How did you not know Sarkisian was USC?
He was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was head coach for
Wasn't Sarkisian the head coach, the coordinator for the Falcons that threw four times against Philadelphia?
I think so,
yeah, he was.
Anyways. Did I say Charlie Bradshaw? Anyways. Sam Berry.
Who?
Sam Berry.
Barry Sam.
Troy.
All right. For glory, go for it right now. William Clipson. Troy or USC?
What was the name?
William Clipson. Troy
William
or USC?
Clipson. That sounds like a USC name, so let's go with USC.
All right. It was down to the wire, but I think the final score was 3-2.
That is correct. No more questions?
That's true.
Oh, boy.
No more questions.
Oh, that was very anticlimactic.
That was very anticlimactic. Sorry. Congratulations, James. You win or not.
Yeah, you don't have to prepare next week.
Oh, boy.
For a soft, wet fart, I would end for an or not. That's how I feel right now.
Just never do that again.
No problem.
Hey, that's not as bad as Matthew Terry's
Wrestling one.
When he rigged it. Talk about being rigged. Oh, my goodness. It was horrible.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got statements of the week. Then we're going to kick it over to the Pulse. Do not go anywhere. This is Salute Your Sports here on KCLU 88.1 FM and KCLU.fm.
Circle backboard?
Every Thursday morning from 10 to 11 on KCLU 88.1 FM and KCLU.fm.
Very long time ago, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Fit out. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Unfortunately, we still have a couple minutes left here. on KCOU 88.1 FM, KCOU.FM. I'm Chris Mitchell. James Stanley working the boards, looking very happy with himself for pulling up Cotton Eye Joe. Zach Berman over there.
Zach Berman was like, where is this coming from?
Somewhere, I thought it was a promo.
Somewhere over there thinking about Daniel great, Jones.
A great promo song.
And the Yankees. Anyways, let's do a quick statement of the week, huh?
Yeah, sure.
And get out of here. Because there's some playoff baseball to watch somewhere
out
there.
1-0 Braves right now.
Ooh. All right.
Top of the third inning.
Oh, I probably shouldn't say that you're in Cardinal country.
Hot Atlanta, country. Sad Tiger Woods picture country.
I'm just ready. Do you think Tiger Woods is going to be at the championship ceremony if the Braves win?
Yes.
Think he's going to be hitting the pose?
Oh, yeah. Braves Twitter, by the way, they have won everything.
Yeah.
Twitter is a top three Twitter so in all of professional
sports.
Oh, my
goodness.
And it was the way it came about was perfect because it's just like one corner of Braves Twitter just like goof posting on like someone's account.
No, it started, it was a beat writer. That's what Terry told me.
Yeah.
Beat writer would use this picture every time the Braves lost. And then it just.
Every time they won or clowned on somebody, yeah. It was brought back. Anyways, statements of the week. James Stanley, you're up first.
Yeah, mine goes to Mark Johnson.
Hey.
Shout out. Coming back here and, yeah, fixing everything.
The king, the legend.
Fantastic work he did, and it was a great pleasure getting to work underneath him directly at KCOU. I don't know if you got the privilege to do that or not, Chris.
He was a little bit before my time.
So, it was great working with him under the old MSA direction, and over at KBIA now, and came back this last week. We had a couple issues with the microphones, and that was a huge A-plus thing that he did. And he didn't have to come over here and fix stuff, and he did anyways. And
I'll have to see him sometime if I'm ever doing my KBIA shift on, like, Friday mornings. Berman, you're up.
All right. In the spirit of professional postseason baseball, I think the wild card should be a three-game series, best of three. It's no fun to watch a team like the Brewers, who won 90-something games this year, lose on one bad inning in one game. It's not fair. I don't like it. And baseball, you play 162 games to have your fate decided in one. Give me a best of three, please.
I feel like this could be solved by having two different, like, having a summer and a fall classic championship. So that way, all these games.
Oh, man. You're bringing this back to like two All-Star games back in the 60s.
They had two All-Star games back in the 60s? Wow.
Just what the MLB needs, more All-Star games.
There was one year when Yankee Stadium hosted it and the Kansas City Athletics hosted it. But the Kansas City Athletics held the one, I think it was at the end of the season.
Ah, interesting.
It's like they had one in like July and then one in like September. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyways, mine, a little bit somber. Mine's a shout out to all the Sports Illustrated employees that got booted out by new management, I believe. Anyways, that's a lot of talent out there just gone. Snap of the finger, drop of the hat. It's unfortunate. Hope they find jobs.
Should have gone for the head.
A lot of good reporters, a lot of good writers out there. Missing out on something. Hopefully Sports Illustrated can still exist in the capacity it used to, but...
Well, ESPN the magazine's gone.
It is?
Not too confident.
Used to be my dentist office.
That was a staple in every
dentist. Oh, my goodness.
Office.
Speaking of dentists, Chase Patton and Chase Daniel were on the same cover for ESPN the magazine, 2007, 2008. Chase Patton's now a dentist here in Columbia.
How about that?
Can I just deliver a quick shout out before we go off?
Because that would be really
quick. If you are a Salute Your Sports alum, next week is going to be the show before homecoming. This is the 10th year of Salute Your Sports. Reach out to us on Twitter if you want to be featured and call in, because I want to do an alumni show.
That sounds good.
It's never been done before.
Oh, my goodness. Andy Humphrey. Let's bring him back. He's over.
Terry, we know you're listening. We want you on. And you will be
this
here.
This makes sense, too, because we're like in like the 10-ish
year. See Joe Leyland. Bring him back.
Matt Moreno.
Ross Weber.
James, you know all the ex-Salute Your
Nick
Sports
Kelly.
Guys.
I only know Matt Moreno because he retweets everything with Salute Your Sports. I think he was one of the original, right?
Terry
just tweeted, Josh Donaldson must have done something good. Enjoy everything. What? Enjoy your postseason baseball.
I thought you were going to say Josh Donaldson was on the show.
Anyways, that about do it here for Salute Your Sports. The Pulse is up next. See you guys next week. We'll have some takes about Ole Miss, the Troy game, alumni, all that jazz. For James Stanley, for Zach Berman, I'm Chris Mitchell. Good night, y'all. See you around.